The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Bookman, author of The Lost Scotch, Volumes 1 and 2, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Baba Metzia, Daf Kuftes, firing a worker. Reuven was employed by Shimon, and as the course of his job wore on, he realized that his place of domicile, where he lived, was too far from his place of work to be efficient. He would spend 3/4 an hour a day commuting, and he felt, listen, I'd rather buy a house more in the area. So he began looking for houses in the area, and obviously when you're searching for a house, so it's a time-consuming project. And he came a few times late to the office. He would take off sometimes in the middle of the day, and his employer let known his disapproval. He told him a few times, make sure you come on time, you're wasting too much time. Yeah, for sure, okay, Shimon replied, I'll do my best, I'll come on time. Anyway, time wore on, and he took off more time. He made a purchase of a house, then there was construction to do. Took off more time from the office. Reuven was more upset, warned them again. Then they had to move into the house. His wife had to get settled, the children. Took more time off the office. Reuven said, I can. It's too much already. You've had your warnings repeatedly. I'm afraid the job is over. You have to leave. Find new employment somewhere else. Shimon comes back. You can't fire me. Reuven says, well, you were warned enough. You're fired. The shaila of whether or not Reuven is allowed to fire his employee under these circumstances is based firstly upon halacha and Simon Shin Lamed Gimel. Over there we learn that if someone hires an employee for a specific period of time, let's say the contract was for a year, 2 years, you have to finish a specific project, when you hire someone and he begins the malach, he begins the work, the employer becomes responsible for the wages of that entire period. That means if I hire Reuven for $50,000 a year for 2 years, I am now responsible to make sure that Shimon gets $100,000. He gets the money of his wages. If I fire him in the middle, then I have responsibility to make sure he gets the money. And if he cannot find another job, I will owe him the money. So therefore, if we can assume that Shimon is essentially being employed by Reuven under these circumstances, Reuven has to have a very good taina under which to fire Shimon. He can't just say, oh, fired, dismissed with a whim. There has to be a solid reason to carry ahead with the project of firing the employee. As the Mechaber says in Shilam Gimel Sibbeis, Afal Pishloi Hayu Moitzin Lahaskir Atzlam Emesh, even if the employee had no other job, Noitzin Lahem Schoram, you've still got to pay them the Schar, because once they've started the job, they already have a kinyan and ownership on the job. Nonetheless, there does exist, obviously, circumstances under which an employee is no longer entitled to his job. The Ramah says in Shin Lamed Gimel Sifhei, he speaks about Melamdin. Melamdin teachers, dinim kishar poelim, they are like other workers, they have responsibility to the job. Shetzrichin lasois kiminag, they've got to do the minig, what's normally expected of an employee, lahashkim or lahariv, to get up early, or to stay late, commotions bar. V'osur, and one of the things that teachers are forbidden from doing, is lasois melachtoi malimud. A teacher cannot engage in a separate pursuit during his teaching hours. Or Elinoi Belaila, or stay up too late at night, Yoyser Midai. A teacher stays up too late at night, comes to school the next morning, bad-tempered. Very, very dangerous situation to undertake a class of unruly young boys or girls, perhaps. One has to be in full control of all their faculties, and therefore staying up late at night is not allowed for a teacher. Or to eat too little, or to eat too much, also affects the teacher's performance. And if a teacher, an employee, does not keep to the minhagim, doesn't look after themselves correctly so they can perform the job to the full efficiency, Zog the Ramah, uma'avrinan lei. They can be dismissed, removed from their job without compensation. The Makar for this halacha is the Gemara in Baba Metzia Kuftes on Medalef, three lines up from the bottom of the Omud. Runya, there's an employee called Runya, Shasla de Ravina Havu, Afsid. Runya was working for Ravina, and he caused him a Hefsid. Salke, so Ravina fired him. Osla Kameh de Rava. So Runya came to Rava to complain, Oma lechozi marmai kovidli. Look what they did to me, they fired me. It's not fair. Omale, Rava said back to Runya, Shapirovit, they did the correct thing. Omale, what? Hola hisrabi, he didn't warn me. I didn't receive any forewarning. So he says this case was different. Omale loy tzricha lahasois, in this situation you did not need warning. Rava letame, and this is Rava l'shitasoi. Rava holds Omar Rava, mikri dadike, teachers, shasla, workers in the field like Runya was, Tavcha, butchers, v'umna, v'sefer matah, kulan, k'musvarim, v'ayim, din dami. Some types of employees do not even require forewarning. It's understood, you know. You gotta perform at peak performance. If you don't, you are in breach, and you can be removed. Claude Milsa. The Gemara continues, there is a general rule to apply in situations like this, called Pseida Deloy Hodar, any loss which cannot be retrieved, K'mutarin V'Oyim Din Domi, you're like pre-warned. If you're engaged in a job, you're engaged in working in a situation where a loss cannot be recovered, then you're right forewarned, you know what you're doing. If you know what you're doing, even without a forewarning, you're reckless, you do something wrong, you're a teacher, you teach with toys, you make a mistake, you can be removed. It's interesting, rather, the problem of a teacher who teaches wrong, Rashi says the problem is kim shabeshta ol. If you make a mistake, you ingrain it into a child, the child gets the wrong message, that message can be there forever and cause problems. We know by Shaul HaMelech, they say his taina, why he didn't kill it, Agag Melech Amalek, is because he remembered when he was a child, his teacher told him, says, Timches Zochor Amalek, destroy the males of Amalek. We know the Pasuk is Timches Zecher Amalek, any remembrance of Amalek. But, Kim Shabeshta all. So, perhaps he had some way the wrong perception of what the Pasuk meant. He blamed it on his teacher. So this is a problem, Kim Shabeshta all. Once a mistake's got in, it's hard to rectify. Tosfos doesn't learn this. Tosfos is a different pshat. Tosfos says the problem with a teacher is Hachi Koile Pseida Deloy Hodor. You know why teaching a mistake is called Pseida Deloy Hodor, something irretrievable? Lefi Sheboisa Shah, because at that time Shalim Doi Shibushim, because at the time he's teaching him falsehoods, things that are wrong, Nisbatl Loi Limuchel Emes. It's the time. He could have taught truth in that time. He could have taught him emes diketoyra in that time. If you could have taught him emes diketoyra, and you taught him a mistake and said, that's a bitl toyra. Those precious seconds in a child's life when he could have been learning, that's something we cannot tolerate. Can we claim what it would be by a teacher teaching non-toyretic subjects, making a mistake? Okay, that's a different shmuz. Al koponim, the Gemara is brought down la aloch and shulchan aruch simin shin vav sifches lehedja. He says tabuch shel bnei ha'ir. He says abutcher shenova behemos. He makes behemos treif cause a big hefset to make his dam shechoval. Someone who lets blood and causes a bruise is reckless in his job. Vasoifer shato bishtores. Vasoif makes mistakes and shorts. Umlami tenoikis a teacher sheposha b'tenoikis made a mistake in the teaching. V'loy lamad. He didn't teach them. Oilam betois. I taught them a mistake. Chok yoytze bo'elu. All these cases. Ba'umnim. Shi'esh shi'achzor hefsed. Any situation where you can't get back the hefsed. Misalkin oisam. Dismiss them. Beloy hasra. Without warning. Shem kumusarim vo'oimdim. Because they'd like their pre-warned. Like their forewarned. This musug of forewarning is also found in Simon Shin Sadi Zayin Sif Beis, where he explains more what's it all about. Haketzovim. Over there, there were butchers. Sheish lahem behemois lishchayt b'yoyim hashuk. They had behemois. They were shechtim on the Yoyim Hashuk. L'mosho, the Yoyim Hashuk was Thursday. So the butchers would bring their behemoths to market, let's say Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, in preparation for the Yoyim Hashuk. And on Thursday, they would shech them, have fresh meat for everyone. Everyone would buy the meat and go home, take it home for Shabbos. The problem was, if you bring many shvorim into town, many oxen into town, and they're not properly looked after, oxen can cause damage. Says the Mechaber, im heim mazikos. If they're causing damage, afil b'shus harabim, even in a public place, even though perhaps in a shus harabim the nizik should be careful, or but nonetheless, masrim b'bailim gimu po'omim, you have to warn the owners of the oxen three times. She yishmurum, guard your oxen. Your oxen are walking around, strolling around here in the shus harabim, causing trouble. V'im loy shomrum, and if after three times he did not guard the oxen, then zog the mechaber rashoy hanizik l'shochtom shchita kasheira. The nizik can go and take a chalaf and shech the behemoths then and there. Tuesday morning, I'm sorry, we warned you three times on Monday, you didn't look after them. We're gonna shech them Tuesday morning. They get shochtom. V'boim l'bayim, say to the bailim, the owners, boim mochra abosu shalchem, go and sell your meat. Here's the meat. You wanted to wait till Thursday. You did not look after your behemoths. You were warned. You didn't heed the warning sufficiently. We're allowed to take action to prevent the damage. The sma is mevar sifkot and dalit. Loi komer shet tzrichin sheyaziku gimu po'amin. It's not like they have to do damage three times. You don't have to have something going wrong three times. That's not necessary. Ela af shloi hiziku el pam achas. Perhaps they only did damage once. Va'achara hezek, and after the hezek, hisru b'ba'alim gimu po'omim. And you warned them three times. You saw the damage, let's say, on Sunday. You warned them Monday, you're not being careful. He was still not careful. You warned them again on Monday, you're not being careful. Three times. That's ready enough. Hashus b'ad hezek l'shachtam, im lo yishamram. There is a chuvas chavaz yoyer brought down by the Pesche Tshuva and Simon Reish Lamed Beis Sif Gotten Hay. The Shaila was, Mi Shemocha Shivcha, someone bought a maidservant to do his job, working in his house, obviously. V'noi Daloi, and he found out subsequently, Shekoidem Shebosel LeBeisoi, before she came to his house, Hoysa Zoina, she was a woman of disrepute. V'achia, so he wanted to fire her. I can't have such a woman working in my house. Vachia Toin, and her brother says, what's your problem? Mi'acha she'enu muberes. Listen, she's not expecting now. Ma'ech b'slach, what do you care? V'hai b'chai gavno, known, halekeach shivcha, some buyers are shivcha, eni yochel lachazor. You can't complain that she's perhaps of lower moral stature. The simple ma'avodim leka, because we know when you buy a shivcha, a maidservant, you can't be expect them of less than perfect behavior. The Kosa, the Chavis Yoyer writes, Ein b'dvor av klum. The brother's tana is not a tana. Why? Tevadai ikol meichash, because there are problems. What? Me'achesh shetor amam tam isur, because once she already knows what it's like to be on the streets, she's had the isur tam, tzricha shimur, she has to be guarded, shloi teitzei chutz ablaila, she might start venturing out in nocturnal escapades. She may bring back undesirables to the house. There are other chashoshes. The vikuach was not whether or not the shivcha was a zoina. The vikuach was whether or not the fact she was a zoina would affect her status as being an effective employee. The Chavis Yoyer says the vibal, since her reputation could have a problems in the future, may affect how she's going to perform, then you'll be allowed to dismiss her. But without that, it would not be considered a mekach tois. Ramoshe Feinstein, Igruz Moshe, Chelik Aleph, Choshe Mishpat, Simem Mem Zayin, deals with our first Shaila. He says, that which Reuven tainted, Shimon didn't come to office repeatedly. He was warned again and again. Why? Because He claimed, listen, I was involved in moving house, and you know, what do you want me to do? Zog Reb Moshe, umitzad she'toan Reuven she'Shimon lo yasa avodasoy k'roi. That which Reuven says Shimon did not do a good job. Vehevi habi edim, he had many proofs. Eish lo yoyah habi po'om v'office. He was very, I was absent from the office often. She'gam zehu p'seida she'ochel esalkoi. He says the chore, that's enough of a loss to dismiss him. Hine poshut zog Reb Moshe she'asiluk b'poyol she'hifsid. Why can you fire an employee? What's the logic behind it? He says b'shvil lahabo. That's only for future performance. D'chmoyshe snag le'avor. Azoi vi, he's worked in the past. Yesh lochush, you have to worry. Shegam laboy yisnag. He'll do the same thing in the future. V'l'yavoy kuroi. And he won't do his job properly. V'yafsidu and cause you a loss. Like the shavorim and the oxen. You don't guard them, it's probably going to cause a future loss. D'bishvil ha'ovar. Because just what happened in the past, punitively, no. Masha hoya hoya, the past is gone. Umaya viach mizeh sheyisalkenu. What are you going to gain by firing an employee for past problems? She'enu inyan hainish. Firing is not punitive. Firing is preventative measure for the future. Zog Reb Moshe. Be'uvda didan, in our story, she'nosan Shimon amasla toiva. Shimon had a very good excuse. She'mash adat olibor habi po'omil office. Why he was not in the office? Machmas shoyim muchrach liknois habayis. He had to buy the house. Kdeishi yisomach lemokum habusiness, demir the business. Shahutrach livolos alzeh habizman. That taka took up a lot of time. Shimon is moida yire. It took up much longer than I thought. It's true. I was away from the business more than I should have been. Obe zog der Moshe. Shelahabo lekachashash mizeh. But since in the future, you're ready located. He's bought the house. The construction's finished. His wife's used to the neighborhood. Now there's nothing to stop Shimon coming later again. So therefore, the whole chazoka, the whole hasra, the problem, the fear that Shimon will underperform because of not coming late, because of relocating his home, is over. Shimon has no reason now not to come on time. And therefore, Reuven would not be entitled to dismiss Shimon from a previous chashash, now that the problem no longer exists.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.